Penguin Audio presents The Secrets of a Fire King by Kim Edwards, read by Bernadette Dunn. The Great Chain of Being. My father was a man who believed history repeated itself, not in the large ways of nations and of wars, but in the smaller ways of families. He was a religious man, and he believed that the patterns of the universe were fixed in place, infinite but static, revealed to the devout through the pure concentration of prayer. What is destiny, and what is in the power of a single individual? Ask my father, and he would have answered that everything is destiny. That is the answer of our religion, the answer he was obliged to give. That was the answer he applied to us, his children. He was small but powerful, with a smooth, bald head that made him seem both wise and ageless. In those days before our country's independence, he had great influence, and he carried himself with a dignity that was almost regal. I understand now that the legacies he gave us were not more than the quick glint of memory, the sudden surfacing of a half-remembered dream. But at the time, I believed, we all did, that they came to him through some kind of divine inspiration, tumbling from his lips without warning, like coins spilling suddenly from a shaft of sunlight. "Jamaluddin," he would say, peering at my brother with a gaze both terrible and intent, "takes after his great-uncle Syed, in every trait." And we would remember our great-uncle, who stood straight and clear-eyed, even as an old man, who had led the army against the communist rebellion before we were even born. From that day on, we would call our brother Syed, at first jokingly, later in all seriousness, until his real name was only a notation in my father's files. One brother took after a healer, another resembled an ancient trader. When my sisters were born, my father claimed they were direct images of my twin aunts, the most beautiful women in my father's village. Years later, when he said this about them, you could see their faces glow. You could see the way they pulled themselves up taller, straightened their shoulders, tossed back their hair, and smiled the smiles of lovely women. Of his 13 children, I was the 7th, the first girl, and the one who waited longest for this legacy of names. My father was an important man, some would say a great one, and we had been trained not to intrude upon his days. Nonetheless, I strayed into his vision now and then, hoping to inspire him. I sang beneath his window, thinking of Shela, the great poet in the family, who soothed whole villages with her songs. I brought him plates of biscuits I had made, cut with a childish hand, thinking of my grandmother, whose house I remembered as being always full of the sweet smells of coconut and spice. My father took these offerings, absently. He ran his knuckles across my shoulder blades when he passed me, singing in the hall. But although it was my turn, he never looked down twice. I remained Eshleni. I had no other name. One day my mother found me weeping in the kitchen. "Eshleni," she said, stepping lightly across the tiles and holding me close. She was pregnant, with her 11th child then, and I told my sad story into the curve of her flesh. Two brothers, younger than I, had been given names when I had not. My mother listened, stroking my hair, and when I finished, she took my face between her two hands and gazed at me for a moment before she spoke. "Eshleni," she said. "Listen to it closely. Eshleni. It's a name that I chose for you. A name I hope you will keep forever. There is a star in the night sky, a lovely star and bright. I watched that star the night you were born, and when I fell asleep, I dreamed about that star and woke up with your name, Eshleni, on my lips. Thanks to God, I have had many children, given many names, but soon yours will be the only one that remains. Now, my daughter, stop your tears. Take joy in your pretty name, Eshleni." From that day on, I stopped wishing for another name, and soon enough, I had another brother. My mother let me hold...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?